We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hello, howdy, greetings, welcome, salutations, and Monday, next to last day, alohas to you, as we kick off the most heavily commuted, and as a byproduct, most heavily congested hour of the program, the 5 o'clock follies, a subtle reference hearkening back to Saigon when MacVie used to do the daily news briefing at 5 o'clock, and it was referred to as the 5 o'clock follies. Great to have you here, and as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here's how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just give me a call. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email address, bob@1063word.com, which will still work. After I'm no longer doing a daily show, of transitioning away from this. And, of course, on Wednesday at 3, you will be greeted by the golden dulcet tones of Charlie James, who will be in the air chair going forward, along with the Bobettes, who I guess will be rebranded maybe as the James Gang or maybe as Charlie's Angels. Well, that's still to be determined by the new crew. But in any event, it's going to be good going forward. In on the text line 71307. Bobby, you were mentioning jingles. The old WORD jingles from the 70s and 80s were great. Yeah, they were. Back in the golden age, as they like to refer to it, of Top 40 radio on AM, 1960s through the late 50s through the late 70s, before music radio all transitioned over to FM. The premier jingle company was a group called PAMS, P-A-M-S, in Dallas. They did the jingles for all of the great top 40 stations. And many of the stations that I worked at had PAMS jingles. In fact, the Bob McLean shout that Moneypenny uses over the show intro was actually done by the PAMS singers as well. Maybe one of the biggest selling jingle packages that they did in the 60s was called the Jet Set. They had a singer named Trella Hart who had like a 4-octave range. It was truly incredible. And to give you an idea of what these jingles sounded like, I went back and found one. This is one that was used at WABC in New York in the 1960s. Let her go, Moneypenny.
Stay this weekend where the music is. Saturday, Sunday, WABC.
Yeah, and that high female
Stay
voice.
This weekend.
It's playing again. That high female voice that you heard on that jingle is Trella Hart, who I think is still around. Great singers and great jingles back in the day.
Bob
to the phones.
McLean.
Well, there you go again. Right, there they are. They're the PAMS singers. Back to the phones we go. Am I beginning with Ted? Is that right, Moneypenny? Let's head to Greer then and welcome in Ted here in the 5 o'clock follies. Hi, Ted.
Hello, Bob. How you doing?
So far, so good.
Dr. Bob. It sounds so much better than Dr. Biden.
And you know what? I have the exact same medical degree as Bill Gates, Ted. Did you know that? I mean, I don't mean to brag on myself.
Man. You ought to brag. I just want to say, first and foremost, thank you so much for everything you do. All things do change, and I was a little bit lost. First of all, I believe Charlie will do a fine job.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want to thank you and Russ Castle and all the others. That I mean, I can't believe the level of talent that that radio station has attracted over the years. But I'm a little lost. You said you're retiring on Wednesday.
Yeah, well, tomorrow will be my last
show. I was pretty sure you retired a while ago when you started filling in for Bohannon.
No. See, I knew I wasn't going to be able to escape unscathed, Ted, and that the Bobby is filling in for Bohannon meme would come back and strike one more time.
I had to. I'm a sarcastic fool. I can't help myself. You have been such a blessing to the upstate, and wherever you go, whatever you do, and filling in, you will still be a blessing. But time does march on, doesn't it?
Yes, it does indeed. And to tell you the truth, you know, I never thought I would be working until this age. But if you're blessed with good health, as I have been for the most part, and you really enjoy what you're doing, and they insist on paying you for doing it, then why quit? But you're right. Everything comes to an end.
You did get about 12 weeks a year off, didn't you?
Something like that. I never actually figured it all up, Ted, but it was, I think I had the Johnny Carson contract working there at the end.
Well, I'll tell you, man, you put a lot into your show. And again, I just want to tell everybody out there, your level of talent to stick around here and stay in the upstate with us was a blessing for all of us, and I thank you for it. Of course, this is a real easy, like you, I'm a transplant. I've been here 24 years.
Right.
This is a real easy place to hang out and head to retirement.
Yeah, as I mentioned, I guess last week on the show, from the moment that I stepped out of the airport here, it just called out to me and kind of resonated and said, you know, this is a good place to be. And I'll tell you what, there have been opportunities along the way to go some, but look, you know, I've worked in New York, Washington, Atlanta, Dallas, Phoenix, Denver, I've been all over this country, and I know what, Atlanta, certainly, and I know what living in big cities is like here in yeah. The end of 2020, and I don't want any part of that. I'm not going anywhere. I will draw my last breath here in the upstate of South Carolina, and I'm perfectly happy to be here and do that.
I feel the same way, and I'll tell you what was really eerie for me. I went to West Palm in the 70s out of that ABC, the jingle you played from New York. I grew up
right.
with. I lived there from about 70 through 77. I went down to West Palm Beach. And when I moved here and I drove up to the GSP airport for the first time, I almost fell down.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I kid you not, the same guy had to have done the architect work on both of those airports originally. Had
wow.
To.
Yeah, that's interesting.
It was freaky. It was really strange. West Palm now is just tremendously huge. And, well, here
right.
we go, too, you know.
Yeah, exactly. When I came here in November of 2002, I had been wanting to get back to the Carolinas for some time, and when the opportunity to come here presented itself, and ironically, I mentioned this before, I was interviewing with Mark Hendricks, who I've been working with for going on 20 years now. Mark was a guy that interviewed me and hired me for the job here, and he had taken me back to the airport, and I was living in Memphis at the time, and I was going to fly back to Memphis. And I'm standing at the airport, and I got a call on my cell phone. And it was the fellow who had been the general manager of the TV station that I worked for in Memphis. He had left and gone to New Orleans and was managing the CBS station down there. And he called me, and he said, Bobby, he said, I really need you down here. I need you to come down here and do weather for me. And I said, I appreciate the offer, but I just got through interviewing for a job here in Greenville, South Carolina. And it just really feels right, and I'm going to move here, so I'm going to have to say no. And within the next year, you know what happened in New Orleans when Katrina rolled through?
Yeah.
I would have had a lot of fun as a meteorologist for a TV station in New Orleans during that time, huh? So everything works out for the best.
I had a great offer to go to Atlanta, when I was moving here, and we decided in '94 to leave South Florida and spend some time looking. Mm-hmm. And I had a great offer in Atlanta, and I turned it down because I spent 3 days there trying to do a pro cons list.
Right.
And I couldn't find much to put on the pro list at all to leave South Florida for. It just didn't make sense.
Right.
But like you say, this place just felt like, oh, this is God's country. And,
And
for all those people that move here and want to bring wherever they were from with them, please don't. What made this place great is what it is.
You bet.
Assimilation. That's the word we're looking for.
Yep. You are welcome, but leave the baggage at home.
You got it, brother. And again, thank you so much, Bobby. I tell you, you've been a. I'll look forward to you filling in, but I think Charlie. I think we're in good hands with Charlie. Yep, I think you've done a good job.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. And kudos to Mark Hendricks and Steve Centercroppi, our GM, because they conducted the search and they're the ones who settled on Charlie. And they're the guys that hired me, which I think is a pretty decent recommendation. Thanks a lot, Ted. Great to hear from you, my friend. I appreciate it. 16 after 5 here on the Bobby Mack Show. I am going to try and catch up with the text line as well. And more of your calls are on the way here on the Monday edition, the Bobby Mack Show on WORD. Merry Christmas.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. 5:23 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Merry Christmas to you and yours, and I hope you all have a happy new year as well. In on the text line, 71307, and I am going to catch up with these at some point. Hey, Bob, I can think of 3 well-known celebrities who retired at the top of their game. Brett Favre could still throw a football 56 miles an hour when he retired. Nolan Ryan could still throw a baseball 96 miles an hour when he retired. But to top all that, Bob McLean could still speak the conservative message at 100,000 watts per hour. Thanks for the great radio. Merry Christmas to you, your family, and staff. From Jeff. Thank you, Jeff. Very kind. Presley Stutz has been a friend for a long time. He does great work for the conservative agenda here in the upstate with the Greenville Tea Party and other organizations that he has worked with, and is next up here on the Bobby Mack Hit Parade. Hey, Press, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bobby Mack. I'm doing well. I've been dreading this day since I heard about when I called you the other week, and I said, tell me it ain't so, but Bobby, it is so, but on behalf of all the conservatives here, not only in the upstate, but around South Carolina and the impact that you've had around the country, I just want to say, Bobby, thank you so much for your service to the cause of freedom and liberty here in America. I remember meeting you back with the first Tea Party rally we had over there at the Bilo Center years ago.
Uh-huh.
And you have been a steady voice, a voice of reason, a voice of not putting up with any crap. And, especially I read your post on Facebook the other day about your entrance into that one big box store I won't name on the air.
Yeah. But, I don't want to mention them either, but their initials are Costco.
Yeah. COSTCO. There you go.
Yeah. We had a little mask issue over there the other day, but it's resolved now. I'm happy to say.
Oh, good. Yeah. Well, they tell me I have to wear one when I go in, but what I do after I've gone in is my business, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Well, listen, Presley, Bobby, you have been involved in many of the same things that I have been privileged to take part in that have promoted conservatism and traditional American values. And you have really put your shoulder to the wheel for a lot of these. And there's another one, another trip coming up, one more to Washington, right?
Yeah, Bobby, January the 6th, we're leaving on the 5th, and the president has called for all freedom-loving patriots and Americans to show up at the Capitol. That is the day that the House and the Senate are going to meet, and they're going to unseal these electoral votes, and it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. Nobody really knows how it's going to play out yet, Bobby.
Right.
Mack. But if anybody has an interest in going, we've got some buses going, we've got some carpools going, we're getting there by plane, train, and maybe somebody will even be hitchhiking, I don't know, but we're going up there. But Bobby Mack, I just, from the bottom of my heart, I just want to say thank you, because you and the leadership, Steve and Mark there at Entercom and 106.3, they have been friends to the conservative cause for years. And without your voice, our voice wouldn't have been heard the way it's been heard. And so I just want to, salute you with a nice, crisp salute right now, Bobby Mack.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much for all you've done in the last several years here in Greenville, South Carolina.
My pleasure. Thank you, Press. And I return your salute, sir. God bless. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you and yours. 527.
Yes, God bless, Bobby. And,
yes, sir.
I'll see you on the golf course, and you got to spot me a 2 strokes a hole, okay?
I'm sure we can make an arrangement, Press. 527 okay. Here on the Bobby Mack Show. I mentioned the old Pam's Jingles. The very first full-time job that I had in radio, had worked in high school in Washington, but my very first full-time job was at a little daytime AM station in Burlington, North Carolina, WBAG. I used to refer to the station as the Big Bag, which the management was not thrilled with. The call letters would often stand for something like WLS in Chicago. When it was put on the air, was owned by Sears, which had the world's largest store there in Chicago. So they used the call letters WLS, which stood for World's Largest Store. WBAG stood for Burlington and Graham, the two North Carolina towns that the station served. And when I started there, at the time, the first James Bond movie had come out, starring Sean Connery, and it was very hot. And this is one of only two times in my career that I used a different name. And the station said, it would be really cool if you called yourself Sean McClain, like Sean Connery. And I said, well, I think, the name my parents gave me is pretty good. And they said, no, we want you to use Sean McClain. So they bought a jingle package, naturally, from Pam's. And this was the show intro that the singers did for me.
It's the Sean McClain Show.
With a phony name.
Hey, Sean, does everything go?
And then they had a little bridge here in the middle that you would talk over as you started the show and say, hey, we got the Beatles coming up. And that's not all.
1150 WBAG. Here's the man with the show, Sean McClain.
And then later on, when I did my second stint at 1390 Weem in Washington, they didn't want anybody to use their real name because the station owned the names of the DJs. So if you were to leave and go across the street, you'd have to use a different name over there. They were kind of protecting their turf, as it was. So they asked me to use Bobby Sherwood, which I did. Those are, I think, the only two times that I wasn't, well, me. Well, of course, that was me under any other pseudonym. 5:30 here on the Sean McClain Show. Thank you. Little Andy is ready to go in the news center, and I'm right back on the other side here on Monday, next to last day on WORD. I hit the post again, Moneypenny. Did you hear that? Yep, he walked it up to the vocal. Welcome back. 5:37 now, 23 before 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show, in on the text line. Bobby, I've enjoyed listening to some of your past and hearing your fake names. Thanks for all you've done and said to encourage us in this area. I'm going to miss you so much, but we'll look forward to hearing you when you sub for the others. God bless you as you leave. Don't ever forget us. Would I be allowed to say I love you? Yes, you would.
And I know his phone number. He won't forget me.
So, Bobby, when you have to fill out your paperwork, it says list any other names. Are those the only two you're going to mention? What about names with the CIA, NSA, and FBI? You know, Adrian Danger Man. I'm sorry, Senator. I have no knowledge of any information in that regard. To the phones we go here at 22 before 6. Dean is next up. Hello, Dean, and welcome to the program.
Hello, Bobby. I'm just wanting to say a good farewell to you. We're going to sorely miss you on the air. As far as I'm concerned, you've really educated me on a lot of things political that I would have never known before. And I have a little bit of suggested reading for you.
Sure.
You say you come from a Marine family.
I do indeed, and I've got the vocabulary to prove it when I'm off the air.
Yeah, I hear that. Anyway, my brother was in the Marines in Vietnam in 1966 and 67. A rough time. And one of the guys that he was in with was some friends with, I think, was a guy named James M. Dixon. And he wrote a book about his time in Vietnam. And it's a very, very good read. And the name of it is Things I'll Never Forget, and it's Memories of a Marine in Vietnam. His name is James M. Dixon. And I'm really not a big reader, but my sister gave me this book over the Thanksgiving holiday. My brother lives out of state, and he had sent her some books. And anyway, I picked the thing up, and I couldn't put it down until I was finished.
Wow.
Wow. I laughed, and I honestly teared up more than one time because I knew my brother was over there going through some of this stuff. He made it home.
Right.
He did make it home, and he's very well and going good right now. But I just wanted to suggest that for you, and I think you would enjoy the book.
Yeah, I'm sure I probably would. Is it available, like, on Amazon and the other places where you typically get books?
I think it is. And if you get the book, get the one that says the revised and updated edition.
Okay.
And my brother is actually in there in a couple of photos and mentioned a couple times. His name is Jim Jonas.
Okay. Great. I'll look for that.
And, it really personalized it for me when I read this. But that's about it, and like I said, you will be sorely missed.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that very much. And giving people the knowledge. You know, Russ Castle used to have a great saying. Russ used to say, know what you believe and why you believe it. And I was thinking the other day, as I'm coming to retirement, that it's sad that Russ never had an opportunity to say goodbye because he passed away so suddenly. But we all still remember him and the contributions that he made. The book, again, is called Things I'll Never Forget. Is that right?
Yes, exactly. Memories of Marine and Vietnam. That's the subtitle.
Gotcha. And the author is James M. Dixon. I will look for that, and I appreciate the suggestion. Thanks, Keith. I appreciate that very much. Thank you for the kind words, sir. 5:42, it's 18 before 6. Carol is next up in Columbus. Hey, Carol, welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Well, thank you, Mr. Bobby Mack. I appreciate it. I just wanted to call in and give you a little story about WABC in New York.
A great station. Yeah.
Well, I was one of the original members of the Swinging Medallions. You remember a song, I feel sure, called Double Shot of My Baby's Love.
I do indeed. A huge hit.
Well, we had to go back in the studio and dub over two different lines because WABC in New York thought it was too risque. Instead of saying the worst hangover that I ever had, we had to change it to the worst morning after. And instead of saying I loved her so long and loved her so hard, we had to go back and change that to I kissed her so long and kissed her so hard.
Oh, boy.
So it depends on when you bought the record, which version you got.
Right. Holy cow. That's funny. WABC, of course, was a powerhouse radio station, 50,000 watts on 770.
We had to do it. We had no choice.
You bet. You bet, because at night, when Cousin Brucey was on, WABC boomed all the way from Maine to Florida and was heard by literally millions of people.
We used to listen to them, WLS out of Chicago.
Yep.
There was a station out of Knoxville, several stations that were just strong on AM.
Right, yeah. And WOWO in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And,
exactly. And we did several shows for them. Sure
is that
did.
Right? Yeah. That's funny because I had an opportunity to get to know a bunch of the guys at WABC in New York, the late, great Dan Ingram, who was one of the best DJs of all time, and Cousin Brucey, Bruce Morrow, a bunch of those guys.
Right.
That was one great radio station, and then when music radio switched over to FM, that was pretty much the end, and now WABC is a news talk station, as we are.
Right. I thought they were now. But
yep.
I just wanted to give you that little tidbit of information. I thought it might be interesting to you.
It is. Yeah, that's fascinating stuff, and I appreciate you telling me that, Carol. Thanks very much for the calls. Good to have you here, sir. Yeah. The censors were at work there. And WABC, as you might imagine, was owned by the ABC network. And they had tons of lawyers sitting around with nothing else to do except say, oh, Swinging Medallions have got to change the lyrics in that song. Oh, my cow. And now look what's on the radio. 6:15. Be right back. The Bobby Mack Show on WORD. Looking forward tonight to the conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn for the Christmas star, the Bethlehem star in the sky. First time the conjunction has been seen this way in 800 years. Is that a sign? In on the text line, Bobby, you made 106.3 FM an asset to this area to repeat almost a text you received after your retirement announcement. How many days a week are you coming to substitute? Thanks for your program sent on behalf of so many of us out here. Uncertain, because it kind of depends on what the vacation schedules are like. But when the opportunity presents itself, I will be right back here in the air chair with you. To the phones we go. Let's head to my stomping grounds of Taylor's and bring in Andy. Hi, Andy, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Bobby Mack, I tell you, I'm going to miss hearing you on the air.
Thank you.
And I've enjoyed listening to your stories about your pseudonyms, and I must admit, that jingle was just was stellar, and I'm glad you were able to bring it out for us.
Yeah.
I just want to say, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I'm amazed that I still have some of this stuff in the files.
Yeah, some people might say that's true confessions, too. But anyway.
Yeah, really.
Now, I just want to say thank you. People may not know that a few years ago you gave me a chance to do some fill-in work for you.
Yes.
and I appreciated the opportunity. I grew as a teacher. You know, I teach at North Greenville.
Right.
And I grew as a broadcaster, and I just appreciate your being willing to give an old prof a chance.
Well, my pleasure, Andy, and I must tell you, Andy has invited me in the past to come up and speak to their broadcast students up at NGU, and it's great to be able to meet with these young people that are just beginning on the road down their broadcast career, and try and help to point them in the right direction. And you got a great group out there.
Oh yeah, I totally agree. But thank you for being willing to pour yourself into the students like that. You better be careful. I do have your phone number, just like Ms. Moneypenny. I may give you a holler about coming out to give us your words of wisdom again.
That would be fine. I will look forward to that. I have done some of that from time to time. I did an adjunct professor thing in the journalism school up at Appalachian State, and enjoyed that as well.
Oh.
It's always great to meet these young people and be able to get them headed down the correct path.
Well, they keep you young, if nothing else.
You bet.
And one other word of tribute to you. I know some folks who may not necessarily agree with you politically, agree with me politically,
mm-hmm.
but they said they'd appreciated the way you approached the topics.
Very kind.
And that you gave, you wouldn't suffer fools much,
mm-hmm.
but you would listen to other ideas and let people talk.
You know, it's funny, in hearkening back to when Ralph Bristol left and I took over doing the show, which was kind of serendipitous because, as you know, Andy, I wasn't hired to be on the air. I was hired to be the program director and then later the operations
right.
manager. But they wanted me to do the show, and so I did. But I said at the beginning that one of the goals that I had was to try and generate more light than heat. And I'm sure that over these years there have been moments where I actually have done the opposite.
You know. Well, I think we're all guilty of that.
But that has always been my intention.
Well, thank you, sir, for many years. And who knows, maybe one of these days I run into you out on the golf course. I'll be the one wearing a kilt.
Gotcha.
But
the Scots will appreciate that.
Hey, God bless you, sir, and hope to talk with you again in the future.
Thanks very much, Andy. Appreciate that. And thanks for the work that you're doing with those broadcast students at North Greenville and getting them started on the right path. I mentioned earlier, and we played a couple of jingles from Pam's. They were a terrific jingle company through the 60s and 70s. You knew that it was a pretty good top 40 radio station if they had Pam's jingles on it, because they were not cheap. I think a jingle package cost $5,000 for about 15 jingles. And this was in, five grand in the 60s. It was pretty serious dough. But they were really, really good jingles. And when they would come up with a new, what they called a package of jingles, they always gave them a name. Like I mentioned, I think Series 27 was called the Jet Set. That's the one that had Trella Hart, the gal with the four-octave range. And when they would have a new package ready to go, they would always send out to their clients that already had Pam's jingles the latest jingles in a demonstration package or a demo package. And one of those jingles survived, and they always used WABC as the demo. And this one is one from, I don't even remember what package this was from, Music Power, I think it was called. So here's one more of the old Pam's jingles with the demo, the announcer's voice on it.
Music is your business. Now music becomes your middle name with Pam's exciting Series 31. You put your station at the top of the music scene. You play more music more often, non-stop music day and night. You are now the music authority of your market. This music explosion can and should be yours. Listen and hear your station give birth to a new middle name.
Music, that's our middle name. P-A-M-S.
Wow. I don't mind telling you, when I hear that, I get chills. One more to go here on Monday. Bonus hours next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.